Welcome to episode 184.
It's time for the RV Podcast. Traveling North America in an RV. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle, and sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of RV reporters.
Oh, I think it is so appropriate that we are releasing this episode of the RV Podcast on the first day of spring 2018. Happy spring, everybody. We are in the midst of a beautiful place, and this podcast is for you. If you are an RVer at heart, or you're dreaming about one, or you have one, doesn't make any difference what kind, whether it's a tent, a pop-up, a camper, a van, a motorhome, hey, a fifth wheel, we're here to talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, using the right gear and tech, and having a great time in the great outdoors of God's creation. So welcome. We're honored you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, there are a lot of RVs out there, and there are a lot of reasons why people buy RVs. So the RV lifestyle takes many different forms. And in this episode, we are going to introduce you to a wonderful group of people that we had the privilege of spending some time with this past weekend at a very informal meetup in Waco, Texas. We'll be talking a lot about that in a minute or so, but I think that the folks we met, you will find very interesting. How the RV lifestyle can fulfill so many different dreams, and how living in an RV and traveling in an RV can be used in so many different ways. So that's coming up in our Interview of the Week segment. Plus, we have your RV questions, your RV tips, traveling tech suggestions, and a great off-the-beaten-path report. But first, my lifelong traveling companion and my eternally springtime bride, Jennifer, welcome. It's the 21st of March, and spring is here.
Spring is here, and it sure feels like spring where we are right now.
Yeah, we are doing this podcast from the beautiful, and I just wish we were doing this live on YouTube right now for you to see all around us, the beautiful Texas Hill Country. Specifically, we are in the Canyon of the Eagles Nature Park on the shores of Lake Buchanan, Texas.
It's called the Canyon of the Eagles because lots of bald eagles winter here each year, fishing the warm waters of the lake. We are in a beautiful campground overlooking the lake. It's just us and two other RVers in the entire campground, and so it's quiet and peaceful, and we keep extending our stay.
We do.
What was to be just a quick visit to this area is now on its fourth day.
Yeah, and it's amazing. This place was filled this past weekend. It had spring break down here in this part of Texas, and it was filled every site. And really, that's like, it's all to ourselves now. And we are just so enjoying the beautiful weather, the gorgeous Texas blue skies. The trees are all budded out. Animals are all frisky. It's great to be here. We posted a lot of photos and a little story about this place on the blog earlier this week. And if you go to roadtrekking.com, you can see it. We're going to talk more about this place in an Off the Beaten Path report a little later on in the podcast.
But we've had a great week of traveling, and we just so enjoy Texas. And I said to Mike, next year, I would like to spend like a month in Texas around this area.
Who knows? We might, before we're done, the way we have been extending our stay here.
No, we got to get back because our daughter, son-in-law, and two granddaughters are coming to visit us in Florida. So we've got to make sure we get back so we can spend a couple days with them.
Down at the beach in Florida. But mm-hmm. We've got a couple more days. We could probably
stretch here it out a little bit longer.
We had a great weekend in Waco, Texas.
It's a place well known to fans of the HGTV television show Fixer Upper as the home of Chip and Joanna Gaines, the stars of the show. And I can't believe I got to go to Waco.
You did. We spent 3 days there, and it was just unbelievable how the popularity of that TV show and Chip and Joanna and their Magnolia-branded businesses have literally transformed the city of Waco. Chip and Joanna now have a bakery. How long was the wait to get into the bakery?
Oh, it was
cupcake?
So funny because you took a picture of the front of the bakery.
Yeah,
and I said,
a big
no,
line.
No, Mike. I said, turn the corner and it's all down the block.
It was all down. Yeah. To get a cupcake there lined up.
I mean, normally we were told people would wait half an hour to get a cupcake, but we were there the busiest weekend, I think, of the whole year.
Yeah, so they had their big spring shenanigans going on there, art show and lots of stuff. They renovated two old grain silos. Actually, we learned that they were cottonseed silos because, this, believe it or not, this was a cotton growing area. And they turned it into sort of a design boutique, and they even opened a restaurant.
And the restaurant, some people that were with, some friends we were with, they did eat at the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we didn't, but the wait to get in was what?
What was it, an hour, hour and a half to get in?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, lots of people, it was crazy. It turns out, they tell us that 20,000 tourists a week come to Waco because of that show. Can you imagine that? And that Waco is the second most searched zip code on Realtor.com. In fact, David Ridley, who is one of the, he was the bachelor, remember that show, the one, he was like supposedly the most eligible bachelor? He's married now, right?
Yes, he is married.
Yep, and he has started a touring business. What do you say, he has four, and they're all Sprinter vans?
Yeah, well, the Chip and Joanna renovated his home.
Oh, they did. That's what his,
yeah. Yeah, that was.
So everybody knew who he was.
Yep, they renovated a home for him.
And then he started this business of doing Waco tours, and we went on one.
Yeah, and the reason he started the business is he wanted to show people the other things to see in Waco other than the remodeled homes and the bakery and the restaurant and the beautiful, the silos. They're just, it sounds silly to say that silos are attractive to look at, but they just have a nice rustic look.
Yeah, and well, what they've done in terms of a business, making that a business, that Magnolia. But as David in his tour showed us, there's so much more about Waco. I really had, I was, one kind of disappointment was when I went to the Dr. Pepper Museum. Dr. Pepper's a great soft drink, and it was invented in Waco, and they claim it's the oldest produced of the major soda drinks. It beat Coca-Cola by 1 year. That's when they started making it. But anyway, we went through this thing, and it was like $10 to get in, $12 for if you're not a senior, $10 for seniors. And they didn't even give me a sip of Coke of Dr. Pepper. They don't even have a sample. So I was disappointed.
You lived.
But they gave us one on the tour.
Yeah, went on the tour, you got a bottle of Dr. Pepper.
And then the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame. We didn't see Chuck Norris there, but we did have a great time. That's an incredibly elite law enforcement agency with an amazing history. I just had, and I was, I got to tell you, Jen, I was kind of not looking forward to this trip to Waco. This was for you?
This was for me that we went there because you didn't have any desire to
None.
Go there.
And I had a ball.
And I dragged you to
you
go
did.
Down and see their stores and everything.
I wasn't even going to go see the
and
stores.
And then you were thrilled because it was the busiest weekend of the year there. You loved the crowds.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
a sea of humanity.
They said they had 150,000 people from all over the country.
I believe it.
We're going to do a big video on it in a week or two on our YouTube channel. But it is, let me just say this off the top. I was wrong. There is a lot to see. Go to Waco. Men, you will like it. It's a lot of fun. Your wife will be very pleased as well. It's just really a neat place. And then we also had an informal meetup on Saturday, but the town was so crowded.
I think they said every hotel room was booked, every RV park was booked for like 80 miles around.
Amazing.
It was. You don't do well with crowds, but
I got great pictures. If I'm working, I love them. I just don't like them if I'm not working, and I had it made for great video.
Hey, and I think that's what made the transition of coming here so nice, because we were in all that craziness, and we were so fortunate to get into an RV park.
The one we're at now, where we are now.
No, I'm talking about when we were in Waco. It was so noisy. Because it was close to I-35.
It was the I-35 RV park, and it's a nice park.
And it was a beautiful park, fenced in dog area, lots of room,
but it's,
laundromat.
It's just, it's the noise from the
workout room,
the freeway, the throughway there was so loud.
You didn't realize how noisy it was until coming here, and it's just like, whoa.
Yeah. And it's here in peaceful. The Texas Hill Country, I mean, it is so quiet. There's no noise. I'll talk about that later on. Hey, we had an informal meetup Saturday, and we're going to have to do that more often as we travel. I wasn't sure. If you are a regular listener, a couple of weeks ago, we said we were coming here and that, hey, if anybody wanted to get together, let us know. And when we found a spot at that RV park, we said, hey, let's meet folks. And they all showed up on Saturday, and we had a nice group of people. They all brought food, and those are some of the
snacks.
People. Lots of snacks. Mm-hmm. And we will interview them. You'll meet some of them in this thing, this interview that we call What's Your RV Lifestyle? That's coming up a little later on, but it was great. And hey, we need to do a shout out to our own informal tour guide. We mentioned we took the formal one, but we want to give a shout out to David Hunt, who's one of our road trekking followers.
And David lives in Waco, and he graciously gave us a tour past many of the homes that had been fixed up, and he was just a wealth of information, guided us where to have lunch and dinner. And
well, plus he was a delight to be with, just a great guy, and I hope...
hope we get to meet his wife next
time. Yep, his wife was out of town, so he got to play with us for the weekend, and he drove us everywhere.
Even arranged where we should leave Bo.
Yeah, that'll be part of the video we do. We had Bo had expert. We actually had to take Bo into this doggy daycare, and he had to have an entrance exam.
But that's good that they brought different dogs in to meet Bo to see how Bo reacted, because then I know they do that to every dog, and we can rest assured when we leave our dog there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They even had a webcam, so we checked that during the day, and we could see Bo.
And then we could tell if his tail dropped, he wasn't happy.
Or he was tired, which is more of it. Anyway, we'll put a video together of all of this stuff, and we also should give another shout out to another one of our listeners. If you listened to last week's episode, you heard Dan Izzard from Georgetown, Texas, call in, and he gave us some tips about where to go to see the blue bonnets, you know, which is what we're down here in Texas in the Hill Country to do, the beautiful blue flowers. So he gave us a suggested route to travel, and then Angelique, one of the other attendees of our gathering on Saturday, she gave us texted us directions, and we took them both up on it, and that led us to the beautiful spot we're in now, and we'll soon be talking about that in our Off the Beaten Path report. But what a delight it is to meet you folks and have a great time. I'm recording, and I'm looking. We're inside the road truck because it's a little
hot.
Hot
out.
Look what's out in the front.
Oh, yard. It's so good we didn't leave Bo outside, because there's...
That is a huge cat. It looks like
a
bobcat.
It doesn't have a tail.
It's like a bobcat.
Somebody was mean to that cat.
Or it's a bobcat. Look at it.
Well, it's a mini bobcat.
It's just strutting through our lot.
It's so good Bo isn't outside. He would be having an absolute fit right now.
He would.
As it is,
still think it's a baby bobcat. I mean, look at the ears on it. The ears are not like a regular cat.
Well, the poor cat's probably had a rough life, but it is good Bo's not outside, because he'd be having a hissy fit.
There's a restaurant
we're eating at, and there's a gray cat, and the cat just looks at Bo like, you stupid dog.
That is a bobcat. It's got some bobcat in it. Look at the ears and the tail.
Well, people don't want to hear about this cat looking at, unless you can take a picture and show
I can't. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad Bo's not outside.
Otherwise, we would be stopping this, because Bo would be going nuts. All right, let's go. We have some other stories that came to us this week that I think are of interest to RVs, and we'll want to get all you RVers not just focused on us, but let's talk about some of the other stories that are out there. First one, national parks. They're considering a per-person charge. Too many people get into the national parks for free, U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Commission last week. The National Park Services offers, as you know, free or discounted entrance to active military service members, disabled people, seniors, and fourth graders. Anyway, Zinke said that's too many discounts, and the cost per vehicle needs to go up. Or instead of charging just per carload, like it used to be at a drive-in theater, remember that? Instead of charging per carload, national parks need to charge per person to help bring in revenue. We've been covering that story and talking about the backlog of maintenance, and you know, he might have a point.
Well, I think per person sounds reasonable
logical. I mean, we want to see our national parks continue to be with us forever and to be as great as they are now. So,
and may I, you know, I get everybody really mad at me that if you're a citizen of this country, you don't pay quite as much, or do we open a whole can of worms there for people going abroad and
they'll be charged more.
I wonder if that happens, if you go to other countries, if you pay more.
I don't know.
Kind of like
state parks charge you more if you're not a resident. Yeah.
I don't know, but they got to figure out a way to get some money, that's for sure.
That's another idea.
And this is such a weird story, that a family says they were locked inside a Camping World RV lot in Arizona. So a couple and their two small children were in the news last week after being locked inside an outdoor lot of a Camping World RV store in Mesa, Arizona. The couple was interviewed by their local television station and said an employee showed them the outside lot, left, and before long they realized they were locked inside.
Hey, it's quitting time. I'm out of here.
Oh, well. The store was closed and they were stuck, and they called the police, and they supposedly did this event live on Facebook.
Much to the embarrassment
of Camping World. Why am I suspicious of this story?
Oh, no. I just looked at the story and we'll put a link to it. Yes, it's true. Yeah, the truth is, and they actually went live while they're waiting for the police in Mesa to figure out, get somebody from Camping World to come by with the keys to open the gate. So they went on Facebook Live and said, hey, everybody, and it's crazy. But anyway, that's a great story.
Wow,
and good for them. Good for them. Use social media. Camping World, shame on you guys.
I can't believe somebody would be that irresponsible. You men get in the box. You got in a different box, I guess, and forgot he had people
out. It was quitting time, for crying out loud.
Well.
Hey, here's a story up in Washington State that's making some controversy. Navy SEALs want to use some of the Washington State parks for stealth training drills. You can imagine camping in one of Washington's beautiful state parks. You know, you're deciding to head out to the beach for a midnight stroll, and all of a sudden you run into a whole bunch of heavily armed U.S. Navy SEALs. It's an interesting story that came out of the news this week about a request from this elite fighting force to increase access to Washington state parks for training exercises. Apparently, the U.S. Navy SEALs already do use some state parks for mainly nighttime training drills, but they're requesting permission to use more. And since they want to use public land, including some where campers visit, there's some controversy there. Hey, one last story about Michigan and the Porcupine Mountains.
Yeah, this is our Porcupine Mountains. Michigan's remote Porcupine Mountain Wilderness State Park boasts more than 60,000 acres of old hardwoods in the state's Upper Peninsula. And it apparently is becoming a backpacker's favorite. And then to cope with the growing crowds, Michigan's Department of Natural Resources is now requiring a permit to camp in remote spots and will limit how many are used, how many are issued.
That's one of our favorite places, and we've done a couple stories on it. I probably don't do very many of them because it's like a good fishing hole. I don't want everybody going there. Porcupine Mountains are just an awesome place in Michigan's far northern western part of Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
And then talking about people, you know, 60,000 acres, limiting and knowing who's out there and where.
Yeah.
And
if somebody gets lost, then you know where to find them.
Yeah, I kind of got an idea of where they're going to be because you don't know. Yep. Not everybody's plans ahead the way they should.
Hey, if you read our weekly newsletter, which is absolutely free, you can get it just by signing up at roadtrekking.com. You would have heard about these stories well before the podcast. Check out our newsletter. It comes out free every Monday, and just go to roadtrekking.com. This portion of the podcast brought to you by Campers Inn, the RVer's trusted resource for over 50 years. They're the nation's largest family-operated RV dealership. 19 locations. They'll treat you like family too, with rock bottom deals on motorhomes and fifth wheels. Campers Inn has 19 locations now across the U.S. Their newest store just opened in Ocala, Florida, and Ackworth, Georgia, another one in Thornburg, Virginia, and they've got more planned throughout the Eastern Seaboard. Campers Inn is known for the integrity pricing guarantee, and this is prime RV buying time, and this is an important thing to know about, this integrity pricing guarantee. That means that the quotes you get for new RVs include everything, freight, orientation, detailing, and prep. Now, if you've been shopping at a lot of different RV dealers, you probably notice that sometimes they'll give you one price, you know, when you say, oh, I'll think about it, I'll be back, and then you come back to sign, and then they start adding on all these things. That will not happen to you at Campers Inn. You'll never be surprised by hidden upcharges or fees. They sell motorhomes, travel trailers, all from the industry's leading manufacturers like Forest River, Grand Design, Coachmen, Thor, Tiffin, RV exclusives like the Gulfstream Friendship and the Cruiser Embrace. They have hundreds of RVs, professional staff, years of knowledge. You check them out and be sure and tell them that you heard about them on the RV Podcast.
Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
As we've said before, we love campfires. But the smoke that often envelops those gathered around the campfire, not so much. That's why we've been really interested in the various portable propane campfire solutions, like the one that we talked about in a recent episode. This week, we heard about another such solution from a listener named John. The portable fire pit John alerted us to can burn wood, but with none of that stinky smoke that permeates your clothing and your hair if you sit around a traditional campfire long enough. Here's John's report.
Hi, Jennifer and Mike. My name's Jonathan McKay, and I'm a new listener to your podcast. I love it. I listen to it all the time when I'm out walking my dog. And I'm also new to the RV experience, my wife and I and our dog. And I was recently listening to episode 178, where you were reviewing a smokeless fire pit that was operated, I believe it was with propane. Anyways, I just wanted to put a plug in for a fire pit that we discovered not that long ago by a company called BioLite. They make a new kind of fire pit that allows you to burn wood, and it has a special combustion chamber with forced air that basically eliminates the smoke, so you get the flames without the smoke. So I thought it might be something that your other listeners would be interested in for those who perhaps want something more rustic than using natural gas or propane or whatever. So again, it's from BioLite. It's their new fire pit, which I believe is going into production, and it is going to be available this summer. So anyways, you have a great show. Thanks so much, and keep up the great work.
The fire pit Jonathan told us about is from a company called BioLite. The company's website says it has the capacity for 4 wood logs. If you don't want to use it as a campfire, you can also throw in charcoal and use it as a grill. It sells for $199, but won't be shipped until August 2018. We'll put a link to it on the show notes for this episode at roadtrekking.com/184. Meanwhile, be sure to send me your tips and suggestions for the RV lifestyle. You can use the leave voicemail link at roadtrekking.com. Just click it and then use the built-in microphone on your computer or mobile device to record a message to me. You can do it over as many times as you want until you're satisfied. And then you just click a button and it comes right to my email inbox. I love hearing from you.
Jennifer's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, an electric bike manufacturer offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes, and now with free shipping. Well, we have had at our gathering this week, everybody wanted to see our Rad Power Bikes. Jennifer and I have 2 of them. Both are the city bike model. And then Jennifer has the step-through version of the city bike, which is like you don't have to swing your leg up over a bar that runs across. I've got the guy's version, if you want to call it that. But they're both kind of like a beach cruiser style, very comfortable to drive. And that's just one of 4 different models that Rad Power Bikes have. The thing about Rad Power Bikes that you cannot beat, besides their quality, is that their pricing. They are a consumer direct brand. That means that you get a premium electric bike and you don't have to pay the huge markups caused by dealers and third-party retailers. Often, Rad Power Bikes, we've checked this, it's true, they're priced at often less than half the cost of comparable bikes on the market because that retail dealer markup chain is cut off. All four of their bike models have large batteries. They have very sturdy frames, very comfortable design. The bikes are just amazing. They have 750 watts of power. That is the most powerful motor an e-bike can have while maintaining a street legal status. It means you don't need a license and you can ride it anywhere you can ride a bicycle. All of them can reach 20 miles per hour with zero pedaling. But the fun thing about Rad Pro bikes is you actually pedal. You do pedal, and you use one of five different pedal assist settings, whether you want a little bit of pedal assist or a whole bunch. If you really are having and you're tired, you can just have it do all the work for you. But you do your share of work, too, with them, as much as you want or as little as you want. You can go as much as 20 to 45 miles on a single charge. And again, you can ride pedal-free with throttle. You can use all these different levels of pedal assist. Seven regular gears on the bicycle. It's amazing. So you get free shipping, which is a big deal. They're very easy to assemble. Very easy. It takes you just 15, 20 minutes and you're ready to go. And besides the free shipping, which is a big deal, if you use the promo code ROADCHECKING at checkout, they'll give you an extra $75 off. So to see them in action, just go to radpowerbikes.com. I also have a link on the show notes of a video that Jennifer and I did of the two models that we have. You can see that if you go to the show notes for this episode, which is roadtrekking.com/184. Scroll down to Jennifer's Tip of the Week segment, and you'll see the little reference there to the video. Radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
Hi, this is Roy. I have a Road Trek Agile. My State Farm insurance policy looks pretty expensive these days. I was wondering if you had any tips for where I should go for more affordable insurance. Thank you.
Well, I would not recommend putting your RV on top of your homeowner policy. RV insurance is fairly specialized. I mean, you know, you are also, you have all the stuff inside of it. Yeah, you can get it covered with your regular homeowner's insurance, or if you have a regular vehicle, you can add it to that. We have generally found that to be the most uncost-effective way to do it. I'm going to just give you three different companies that we have heard good things about. The first is RV America Insurance. They specialize in just insurance for RVs. And we'll put a link to that on our Question of the Week segment on the show notes. Also, Geico has RV insurance. If you go to, the big Geico, you see all their ads with Flo. No, that's not Flo. Flo is Progressive. That's the other one we'll recommend. But Geico is, Geico's got the little gecko guy. Yeah. Got
them all confused.
I get my icons confused here. But Geico has pretty good RV insurance, we've heard. I've not used it myself. Progressive RV, that's the one with Flo. They have pretty good insurance. I'll put links to all of them and look for RV insurance on them. But for full-timers, you want to really check and make sure that you have a policy that is very specific to your RV, and you're not just kind of like added on to a homeowner policy or a vehicular, an automotive policy. And those three companies all have specialists. There's other ones out there as well. But do some check. You do want insurance, and if you are a full-timer, you really want to spend some detailed time in getting the right policy that covers everything in that RV.
I was going to say that covers everything in that RV because you might be into photography and have a lot of expensive cameras and things in it. So
you're looking at me, girl.
got to really check around.
Yeah. Now, I will say we had a break-in in ours several years ago. And I had a bunch of cameras that were taken out of it. And my homeowners were able to cover that, which was great. But, it's part of my homeowner stuff. But the RV insurance part didn't.
Didn't cover it because
Make
some...
Yeah, you know, for whatever reasons they had. But so check
it
out.
It's all a business if you were to sell pictures. Or
you know, or even if you even have a website, some of them will take you differently. So just check with a good agent and check with an agent that specializes in RV insurance. Your homeowner or your automotive guy, he just wants to sell another policy. And you want to talk to somebody who specializes or has a division that's just for RVs. And hopefully the links that we put will help you as you search for that, Roy.
You can't ask too many questions.
Right. You can't. And take care of that. Okay. We got another question with wants some information too. And I guess it's getting to that time of year.
Mike, this is John Sabin calling. I'm looking for a secure website to do my taxes on. I don't know what you have any ideas about that, but from what I understand, everything's been hacked. Thank you.
John, it seems like everything's been hacked. And, you know, I don't know the circumstances of how involved your tax return is, but I'll give you, as I just did with the insurance companies, I'll give you three of my recommendations for online online tax filing. The first one I would send you to is the IRS itself, the Internal Revenue Service. They have a free service that is pretty simple. If you're making less than $66,000 a year, it's just really easy. And you can do it all right online. And they're probably the most secure of everybody because it is the IRS. And I'll put a link to their website under the questions segment here of the show notes, as I will the other two I'm going to give you. The first and probably the best known of the online tax companies out there is TurboTax. They have excellent reviews. They have, you know, if you're going to do it just all online, they're really not. That's really not meant for a very complicated return. But if you're simple, you could certainly do it all online, just using TurboTax and their website. And then the third option is Liberty Tax. Now you've seen those; they're all over the country. These people dress up as the Statue of Liberty and walk up and down the street with saying, "Get your taxes done here." That's Liberty. But they have an online service that is pretty good. And if you have an issue with it, you can also go to one of their bricks and mortar stores. They're somehow tied in with them as well. So those are my three options: the IRS, Liberty Tax, or TurboTax. And I'll put links under the show notes, and the show notes for this episode are at roadtrekking.com/184. Sponsoring this part of the podcast, Van City RV. We love those guys at Van City RV. Large inventory. They specialize in small motorhomes and Class Bs in particular. They have locations in St. Louis, Missouri, Las Vegas, Nevada, Kalispell, Montana, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and they're all about getting you out there on the road. Have been since 1970. We've visited Van City RV. We've talked to many who've bought there, and everybody is thrilled with the way they're treated at Van City RV. Great service, great reviews, honest people. All four Van City RVs have a fly and drive program. What's really nice is you can buy online and fly into the airport. They'll reimburse you up to $500 towards your flight, and then they'll take you to your RV. They'll give you a demo, and then they set you up with two nights of camping, which is really a good deal. You actually are all set up just like a pro. If you have any questions, they're right there to answer them for you, or you can call them up, and they're in the area, and you make sure you know how everything works, and it's all working great. Van City RV, here's Dan the Van Man. Tell us what's happening and what they got going this week.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, we have several of the nice used 210 Populars in stock, a 2007, a 2008, and a 2015. You can check those out at the website. We also have a nice 2016 190 Popular, very low miles. And we also have in stock new two 2018 CS Adventurous and a 2018 E-Trek. Check those out at VanCityRV.com or give us a call today at 1-800-467-3905.
You're listening to the RV Podcast. You can find show notes, links to resources and websites Mike and his guests mention, and background material, videos and photos on the RVPodcast.com travel blog. And you can also send Mike a voice question to answer on the podcast. Just click the send voicemail button on RV Podcast.
We love meeting other RVers on the road, and recently, during a trip to Texas, we had an informal meetup with a bunch of people who follow our reports.
And we thought you'd enjoy meeting them too, as they share what the RV lifestyle means to them. Sharon Mullen. She's from the small town of Crockett, Texas. And even though she's been retired for more than 20 years, 3 months ago, she bought her very first RV, a Road Trek Simplicity SRT camper van.
Now, as you can see, Sharon is a musician. She loves old-time music, and especially the dulcimer. And that, in fact, is why she bought an RV.
Well, I first met the dulcimer in Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri. They had it for sale there, and I was intrigued by it, so I bought one. And I think that was about 1978 or so, you know. But I came down to Texas, and I met all these people that are involved in old-time music, and a lot of them play the dulcimer. I have just gotten so used to going to these music festivals, which mostly play old-time music. And usually they're in campgrounds. And it's just wonderful to play in a campground because all the young people stay up late and play all night. And you can go get in your RV and lay down and listen to all that sweet music, and you don't have to stay up or go somewhere else. So that's why I wanted it. I go to 5 or 6 that are local. By local, I mean in Texas. And then every once in a while, I go out of state. I go to Oklahoma, I go to Louisiana, I've gone to North Carolina.
Meet our friends Les and Kathy Chanteau from Navarre, Florida. They are on their third Class B RV in about 5 years.
Their new one is a pleasure way. They buy used and they keep trading up. And it helps them stay in touch with their kids and grandkids.
Tell me, what's your RV lifestyle like?
Well, we visit our kids a lot. One's in New York, one's in Charleston, and one's in Michigan. We're now in Florida. So between those visits and little rallies, friends.
It's nice and easy. We can, you know, we can load up everything we need, go from point A to point B. We've got it with us. If we decide to stop, we can stop at many places. We can stop at campgrounds. There's other options also. And we actually pull up, we'll pull into our kids' place and they'll say, well, do you want to come in and use the bedroom? No, no, we want to stay in our own bedroom.
So your driveway camp.
Yes.
Yes, a lot. And stealth camp.
Tell me a little bit about stealth camping.
Well, we prefer not to be categorized as an RV. We just want to look like a van parking on the street. Mm-hmm. And I purchased some blockout curtains that we just pull across and around, and people can't see that we're in there sleeping.
For people who are thinking about this lifestyle, your advice?
Do it.
Do it fast. Do it yesterday.
You don't have to have a spanky, fancy new one. You can go get a used one. Try it out. Yeah. They don't lose value. So if you don't like it, sell it.
That was
no
how we
deal.
Bought our first one. She saw one. She's the shopper. Agreed to the list price.
I am the shopper.
And I was shocked. And so we said, hey, I know what they're worth. I've been looking. We'll go buy it. If it doesn't work out, we'll sell it.
You don't have to be retired to enjoy the RV lifestyle. Meet Jim and Teresa Ferguson from San Antonio. Both have demanding careers. Jim is a cardiologist. Teresa is an educator.
This is their very first RV, and it helps them decompress from busy work schedules and enjoy the outdoors with their dog, Otto.
Well, this is our first attempt at an RV, and we got this unit several months ago. We've mostly just been using it on the weekends and things. Hopefully one day we'll be able to make a longer trip. We'll see if that day comes and when. And in the meantime, we'll use it to get around on the weekends to see the sights and to enjoy being outside and discovering more about the outdoor lifestyle.
Just to be out, to be able to take our dog and to boondock anywhere we want to and be out in nature, that sounded very appealing and very relaxing.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of what we're seeking when we do try to get away, is a chance to have a serious change in what our day-to-day lifestyle looks like and an opportunity to kind of leave work and the rest of our life in the city behind for a short period of time for recuperation. And that, absolutely, that's been a big part of, I think, what we're seeking with our RV. I'm in a job where I think people would consider pretty intense and somewhat stressful. And so it's really important for me to have some downtime and a chance to relax and kind of really change gears. And so we're really fortunate to be able to have an opportunity to hop in the RV on short notice and get out there and just really relax and kind of, you know, do something totally different. It's a nice way to break up the week and provide a little rest and recovery between shifts. I'm a novice photographer, and I do hope to be able to develop that a little bit. We both enjoy hiking, and of course those types of things go naturally with this. Not sure if there's going to be a much larger purpose for us with our RV in terms of providing some sort of service maybe in time, but right now I think that those are the main pursuits that we're looking at.
And if Jim gets a chance to fly fish, that would be that much better. Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. There should be enough room in the back of the vehicle for a little bit of fly fishing gear. So yes.
And we have a grandchild coming, and that will be 5 hours away. So it'll be nice to be able to just hop in the RV and not have to disrupt their family life or their home life. We can just sleep in our RV, and whenever they want us to hold the baby, we'll hold the baby.
Right. That's a good point.
Finally, we want you to meet Dan Izzard from Georgetown, Texas. He and his wife are also on their third RV. Dan drives a big Class A and loves it.
It allows them to enjoy their favorite sport, NASCAR racing.
We got started back in the 80s with a motorhome when we lived in the Philadelphia area, of all places. And we got to traveling up and down to the coast and into the mountains around back there, and then we got hooked on car stuff. I'm an old car nut, so I had some old collectible cars, and that led to chasing races, because that area through Philadelphia and Pennsylvania has a lot of dirt track racing and car racing, really pretty neat stuff. And then we graduated into the NASCAR, as they have Poconos, they have on down in Delaware, they've got a big racetrack and everything. So we started doing that, and that evolved into more of that as we went. We said, what's better than a motorhome? So we got another motorhome to do that with. And then I got transferred to Chicago, so we said, oh, what's around here? Well, there's lots of racing and car stuff there, so we got another motorhome, which is the one I've got now, and we trace out all over the country, as well as we just decided to take off and go here. Oh, it's been 3-4 years ago. We just take off for several months at a time and go East Coast, West Coast, South, North, whatever. We went down to Miami and the races down there and everything. We've been down to South Texas, to Mexico, all that kind of stuff. Clear on up north. Haven't gone to Alaska. Haven't done that, but we've done about everything else around.
So you follow the NASCAR circuit? Yeah.
We started doing that, and we've hit a lot of races, and we said, we're going to try and catch all of them, maybe, but we've got a ways to go. And we have friends meet us up on the way and pick up different races, different locations. And it's a pretty fun thing to do. We really enjoy it. We like to go all over and meet people and just explore and learn. That's what it's all about.
The RV lifestyle sure takes a lot of different forms, and as we continue to travel across North America, we look forward to hearing even more such stories.
Well, that was a lot of fun. As I listened to that, did you hear all that traffic noise in the background?
That was the traffic noise of I-35.
I-35. It's busy around the clock out there north of Waco.
It never stops.
That's where we met and talked with all those people, and they were a delight. And I just was so struck by how different everybody was. They all had different kind of RVs. And they got an RV for all sorts of different reasons, but usually to pursue their passions, music, racing, decompressing, meeting friends, visiting family. It really is a great lifestyle.
It is.
And that was fun to meet everybody. Hey, if you'd like to actually see what these people look like and look at their RVs, we have a video version of this story that is also up and available for you to look at right now. That is on our YouTube channel, which is just go to RVLifestyleChannel.com, RVLifestyleChannel.com. And, I talk about that all the time because we're trying to do much more video. Everybody keeps sending us questions and they want us to show us and to talk and everything. And it's a lot of work. We try and do one or two a week. We've got some that we've been preparing on all this trip that we've been on. But it would really help us if you are not already a subscriber. Would you please subscribe to our RV Lifestyle channel? And that way, there's a little bell icon when you go to YouTube, and you can then be notified when we have new videos up, and you'll be able to see those first. But it's very encouraging for us to see people actually subscribe, and that means that you want to know when we have new stuff. And if you go to RVLifestyleChannel.com and subscribe, and if we'd consider it a great compliment if you'd even tell some of your friends to do the same thing. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to more meetups like that.
The meetups are a great way to meet I can't believe how awesome the people are out there. I don't know why it surprises me, because it shouldn't, because everybody we've always met has been a delight.
At our last gathering, remember we asked everybody, what's in your RV? And we said, we're going to do that from now on when we meet people around the country. And I think the other thing we'll do is, what's your RV's lifestyle? And have them all tell us that. So that will make it easier, because there's a million
stories in the RV lifestyle world.
And I got to say, Mr. Wendland, you were as busy as a cat on a tin roof.
I am.
Those are Waco stay. There were so many things we wanted to do.
I worked every night until 11 o'clock processing videos and photos, and it was, but I enjoy that.
I know,
so
you enjoy it.
It's great fun.
Balance.
Yep, balance is important. I've got to learn that. Hey, the interview of the week is brought to you every week, and we got to just say hello to all of our friends at SunshineStateRVs.com in Gainesville, Florida. We love these guys. Every new or used Road Trek motorhome that they sell is delivered to the customer free. They'll take it to your driveway anywhere in the country. And one of the reasons we like them so much is, let's face it, new motorhomes are really expensive. I mean, they're a good value. You'll be able to sell them, as you heard Les and Kathy talk about, and they've got three that they buy and sell, and no problem. But nevertheless, it takes that first outlay, particularly a new one, costs a lot. And so the best alternative for a lot of people is to start off with a previously owned RV. Well, Sunshine State RVs has, hands down, I know this is true, the largest selection of Class B RVs anywhere in North America. If you're looking for a Class B RV and you're looking for one in great condition and used, they're the ones you got to go to. Take a trip either to sunny Gainesville, Florida, or go to their website, sunshinestaterVs.com. Their inventory is all online, and they've got everything. They sell used RVs from Road Trek, Pleasure Way, Winnebago, Leisure Travel, many others. Now, they also sell new RVs. Don't get me wrong. It's not just used RVs. They sell brand new Road Treks. They sell Coachmen. They've got a couple of other Class B, like Chinook brands, that they also sell new. But what distinguishes them among everybody else, besides great prices and great service, is that large used inventory of Class Bs from all over the country. Check them out. They're really great for that. The thing that you can be confident of is they have 172-point inspection. They make sure that all the mechanical and manual systems are in great condition, that everything works the way it should. You can trust them. Sunshine State RVs. Tell them that you heard about them on the RV podcast.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV tech tip of the week.
And here's our pal, Steve Van Dinter, with a tip about taking photos. It's springtime. Let's go get some good pictures.
Hi there, Mike. Well, spring is here, according to the calendar anyway, and as the trees bud and flowers begin to bloom, you're going to want to start capturing the world around you. And fortunately, tech makes it easier than ever before. So today I wanted to give you some tips to take your photos to a new level. Well, first, let's talk about the new Samsung Galaxy S9. With this phone, you can become a photography pro, manually adjusting shutter speeds, setting exposure levels, selecting filters, and more using Pro Mode. Optical image stabilization compensates for your movement to give you clear, crisp photos. And if you're shooting in low light, you're going to be quite pleased with the results. Well, when you're ready to take your photos to a new dimension, you're going to want to check out this Samsung Gear 360 camera. This pocket-sized camera shoots immersive 360-degree scenes at quadruple the resolution of standard HD, so your videos have more detail in every direction. And with Verizon's super-fast 4G LTE network, you can easily share your videos on YouTube and Facebook, bringing your friends and family along for the journey. Well, if you're planning to take a lot of photos or videos, space on your device could become a concern. And that's why you want to download the Google Photos app. It's free for Android and iOS and includes unlimited storage of your photos. Not a bad deal. Plus, you can easily search for old photos by location, date, and even the person that appears in the picture. Well, sometimes you actually want to physically hold a photo, right? And that's where the Polaroid InstaShare Printer Moto Mod comes in. Take a picture and print a 2-inch by 3-inch photo right from your phone. All it takes is a click of a button when you have a Polaroid mod attached to your Motorola phone. You can even customize your favorite photos by picking the combination of filters, borders, and designs that suit your mood. Happy snapping! With this week's Traveling Technology Tip, I'm Steve Van Dinter from Verizon.
And this part of the podcast is brought to you by Verizon, which operates America's most reliable wireless network. I am on the Verizon Wireless right now. And just as an example of how that reliable network allows me to do my work as we travel around North America, the campground that we're in right now, coming to you from, is 18 miles from the nearest town. We are in the Texas Hill Country. If you went outside, you would hear nothing. No mechanical noises, no road noises. There's nothing around, just maybe a little wind through the mesquite trees. We are that remote, and yet I have a solid 4G LTE signal here from Verizon, and I'm able to upload this video, the videos that we do, and this podcast that you'll be listening to. I can do that because of my connection with Verizon Wireless, and it's like that pretty much anywhere I go throughout North America. Can your network say that? Is it that reliable? If it's not, it's time to get off that network and get onto Verizon. Verizon Wireless, the official wireless provider of the RV podcast.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path,
a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
Well, we are on the Blue Bonnet Trail in Texas, and that's what we want to talk about in our Off the Beaten Path. I mentioned at the very top of the program that Jennifer and I are recording this in the Canyon of the Eagles Nature Park, and my goodness, what a beautiful place this is.
I'm delighted to be here. I didn't know that this place even existed, so what a surprise, and it's what a joy.
It's very reasonable. First of all, it's a private nature park, 900-acre park, and it's about 18 miles from Burnet, Texas. We'll get to Burnet here in a second, but it is a great spot. There's lots of wildlife. Fortunately, the snakes, I think, are still in their holes, or if they're a little sluggish, so we haven't run into any snakes, but there are snakes.
But we are getting out of town tomorrow.
We're getting out of, well, when you walk your dog, you want to be careful of that. But we've seen, roadrunners, armadillos, feral hogs.
We've heard them.
You know what they call a herd of hogs?
No.
Actually, they don't call them a herd of hogs. They call them a sounding of hogs, and that took great sounding, and I realized, hey, that's how we knew they were there, because we were walking down the road, pitch black the other night, and we heard this grunt, this real loud grunt. It was a what? Bo got all alert.
Yeah, Bo was letting us know what was out there.
But they have lots of deer and wildlife and bald eagles, and it's just a great spot. But I mentioned Burnet, and that's what we want to talk about, why we're at Burnet, Texas. Burnet is the self-proclaimed, and nobody disputes this, Blue Bonnet capital of Texas.
And the blue bonnet is just an amazing little flower, wildflower.
It is, and they're named that because the shape of the petals on the flowers, which resemble the bonnets that the pioneer women used to wear to shade themselves from the sun.
That's pretty cool. And they're so important to Texas. Texas historian Jack McGuire, you were reading the other day, Jennifer, says that the blue bonnet is to Texas what the shamrock is to Ireland.
And the tulip is to Holland.
And that's what these are. They're a little wildflower, and they're just now popping out, probably 10 days until it's peak season, and it'll last through pretty much the end of April. So
all kinds of blue bonnet festivals starting April 1st.
Yeah, you have time to get here to the hill country in Florida, or Florida, hill country of Texas.
You are making me feel better because I've been sad that we weren't just like a week later.
No, we're
but
here.
By saying we're telling all of you so that you can get here. But we did hear that the park is filled.
It is filled. Yeah, this place, right now, it's us, a guy named Jim, who's the astronomer. That's another thing at this park. They have an observatory. And you know that song, what it says about the Texas dark skies at night, that the stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
So
well, that's where we are.
We've got Jim the astronomer and then one other camper.
Yeah, one other camper.
But right before we came, like we came on Sunday, Saturday, the park was jammed full.
And for like 2 weeks, and we just lucked out. But anyway, you can try that. That's Canyon of the Eagles Nature Park. You can still come into the nature park. They have 17 miles of trails.
But, there's a camping area.
And there's a group camping area, and then there's a couple of primitive camping sites that are worthwhile. But it's the blue bonnets that you want to see. And that is where Burnet, Texas, this little blue bonnet capital, comes in. That's really the heart of it. They have just tons of information on blue bonnets. Now, blue bonnets are a wildflower, but they are unique to Texas. In fact, the two most predominant species here
are they only grow naturally. In Texas.
In this part of the country. Yep. So it is pretty neat. And we did a blog post on the place that we're staying right now. And you can go to the roadtrekking.com website and you'll see it prominently featured there on the Blue Bonnet Trail. We've got some pictures of blue bonnets. And as Jennifer said, we were a little sad that they weren't in peak bloom, but they're popping right out in front of us.
But now I feel good that we can tell others.
Yeah, you got time to get here this year.
Tell others. And what about, you can mention Lady Bird Johnson?
Yeah, well, Lady Bird Johnson is the one who thought they should fix up the roadways or make them a little more pretty. And so she encouraged, and after she was president, after she was first lady, in her spare time there, she made that her cause, and now blue bonnets are along all the highways. You can see some of the pictures on the blog.
Five different blue bonnets out there, species, but two are the most prevalent.
And it's really nice, by the way, this Canyon of the Eagles, where we are here in Blue Bonnet Country, to point out to you that it's very dog-friendly. You can take your dog on the trail if you put him on a leash.
Right.
Not only that, but Bo has come to eat with us every night.
Yeah, we've been eating at this gourmet restaurant. It's
in the
absolutely
middle of nowhere.
Delightful, healthy food.
Healthy, good,
I'm
clean food.
I'm finicky and delicate about what I can eat, and their food has totally agreed with me.
And we've eaten out on their patio deck overlooking the setting sun on Lake Buchanan every night. Bo has sat with us. There's a picture of Bo you can see on the blog. They even fuss over him. They all like him, and they bring him a cup of water, and he's feeling quite... And there's another cat down there that he likes.
We've seen three cats since
he's kind of watching out for the cats. He doesn't know why they get to run free, and he doesn't, but still. Anyway, enough of that. Go look at the website. You'll find them. There's some beautiful spots. If you've not been to Texas in the spring, get here. Try and get here this year. You got time to see these blue bonnets that are popping up
as
we speak.
And we're coming back next year.
I think we're going to do a month next year.
I would like that.
I love Texas. Absolutely love it. I haven't even talked about the food. Barbecue and steak. I mean, that's paradise, man.
I'm talking about this gourmet restaurant.
Well, I had chili there for lunch today.
You did have chili.
Really good Texas chili. Hey, the Off the Beaten Path Report, brought to you every week by our good friends up at Steinbrin Motor Coach in Garfield, Minnesota. Steinbrin Motor Coach is a road trek dealer, and they are a third-generation family business. Garfield is right in the heart of the beautiful Chain of Lakes region. Springtime coming up there. You're going to want to go visit the Chain of Lakes region in Minnesota. And when you're there, go check out the inventory at Steinbring Motor Coach. Steinbring has been bringing you the best products and service within the transportation industry since 1917. They win award after award for being among the best dealers in the country. And they sell brand new Newmar Class A motorhomes and brand new Road Trek Class Bs. They have new ones in stock from both brands right now. Beautiful indoor showroom. Also, they have lots of pre-owned coaches from popular brands like Winnebago, Itasca, Tiffin, Fleetwood, Holiday Rambler, and Monaco. Whether you're looking for a Class A, a Class B, a Class C, a diesel pusher, a gas, a toy hauler, whatever it is, you are sure that you can find your next RV at Steinbring Motor Coach in Garfield, Minnesota. Check them out. Tell them you heard about them on the RV Podcast.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
Hey, before we get started with this weekend's events, here is a heads up for those of you in the Southwest. Jennifer and I are really happy to say that we will be back again this year doing a meet and greet with folks who attend the Super B RV show in Phoenix, Nevada. Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to look a long time in the state of Nevada if we're looking for that one. We're going to be at the Super B RV show in Phoenix, Arizona. It is April 12th through the 15th. That is a Thursday through a Sunday. We'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And please, if you're anywhere in the area, put it on your schedule. Come by and say hello. They have literally over 100 Class B RVs from all the different manufacturers on display. The folks at La Mesa RV put this on every year. And I can truly say that it's one of the most impressive displays we've seen of Class Bs anywhere.
Lots of them to see.
Yep. So come by, and we'd love to meet you. Now, it is still the RV show season. They kind of all wind down once we get into springtime, but there's a bunch yet this weekend, and I want to give you the schedule for this weekend. First one is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's the Northwest Sports Show, March 22nd through the 25th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. In Quebec, you want to go to in Quebec, in Canada, at the in the Center for the Center Site, I guess it's called, March 22nd through the 25th in Quebec, Canada, the Quebec RV Show. And then in Tucson, it's the Tucson Convention Center, the Tucson Greater Tucson RV Show on schedule for this weekend. Head over to Bedford, New Hampshire for the New Hampshire Sportsplex. They're having the New Hampshire Camping and RV Show, March 23rd through the 25th. Up to Michigan, to Traverse City, Michigan for the Northwest Michigan Camper and RV Show, March 23rd through the 25th at the Grand Traverse County Civic Center. Springfield, Illinois is our next set at the Boss Convention Center, the Springfield RV and Camping Show, March 23rd through the 25th. And then in Plattsburgh, New York, our last one for the weekend, the Champlain Valley RV and Boat Show, March 24th through the 25th. Those are the RV shows for this weekend.
Traveling and celebrating the RV lifestyle. This has been the RV Podcast with journalist Mike Wendlin. Got a question for the next episode? Just click the send voicemail link on the RVpodcast.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Somewhere off the beaten path.
All right, that wraps up another episode of the RV Podcast. This one coming to you from the beautiful Texas Hill Country, alive in springtime growth. We're hitting the road tomorrow, and who knows where we'll be next week. Remember, if you would like to have your voice heard, be a part of the podcast, please leave us a voicemail message with your question or your comment. Just click the right-hand button on the roadtrekking.com website. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast. You can use whichever podcast catcher you happen to use, iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, whichever of them. Find it, subscribe to us. New episodes are released every single Wednesday morning. We invite you also to join our mailing list. We send out a special newsletter free to subscribers every Monday. And don't forget our YouTube channel, loaded with helpful videos on the RV lifestyle. Search YouTube for the RV Lifestyle channel, and you'll find us. Hey, till the next time, I'm Mike Wendland. On behalf of my wife, Jennifer, our dog, Bo, we'll see you out there road trekking across North America. So long, everybody.